thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome, listeners. Good evening. Tonight we're listening to another episode, an encore presentation of Man Up. This was recorded on July 25th. Still relevant today. All right, enjoy the show.
Hey, good evening and welcome to Man Up. We're live. We're back.
We are back. We are back. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
There you go. We're finally all back together, and it hasn't been easy trying to gather this group up.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
I was in the desert last month.
I don't know if we want to call ourselves a band, but we're back together.
That's right. We're reunited. Well, of course, last month was the debate, so that wasn't happening.
Is that what that was, a debate?
Yeah, we should have set up a small TV.
Welcome to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, and Carl Bott. And, yeah, okay, well, let's just talk about that because, you know, it was last month, but none of us were here. You know what? Do you think that the Democrats knew how bad a shape he was in and they threw him out there to the lions?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew beforehand.
I mean, how could they
They knew. That's all part of the plan, man.
It was a plan then to take away the 14 million votes that he got in all the primaries so they can then vote early to give to Harris.
Yeah, well,
which is what they're talking about now.
Because Trump's a threat to democracy.
Yeah, and that's their version of democracy.
Yeah. Oh, we're not going to win. Let's get somebody else. Oh, we're not winning. Let's get somebody else.
Even though 14 million people voted for him, and he was, you know, he had all the delegates and all this, and let's just throw him to the wolves in front of everybody.
Oh, I felt bad for the old dude, man. Yeah, I really did. I never thought I'd say it in my life, but I'm like, oh, let's just let it end. Just let it end.
I don't know. I can't feel bad for him. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Well, so now we have, it looks like we're going to have Kamala.
Oh, my. Anybody.
For a short minute.
Anybody. Yeah, until it looks like she can't win, and who will we get? You know?
I noticed on her short list for VP is Mayor Pete.
Oh, well, hey, that's cool.
What about this guy out of Arizona, Mark Allen? Is that his name?
Yeah, the one
who's married to Gabby Gifford, the one that was shot?
Yeah.
He is a total against the Second Amendment and all these other things. And, I mean, he is violently opposed to the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, good. If that's who you pick, try to explain that one.
Well, you know, unfortunately, there are, you know what I learned between our last show and this one was, it shocked me, was only 20% of Californians own a firearm anyway. 20%. Must be everybody in Shasta County.
but 20% of how many million?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, that's not very many.
Yeah, but how many people vote Republican anyway in California? 30%?
Probably.
Now, in Shasta County, if you own just 3 handguns and 4 rifles, including 1 semi-automatic, you're a Democrat.
Yeah. Junior varsity.
Yeah. Junior varsity,
But you're still a Democrat and you own that many guns in Shasta County.
Yeah, I didn't know they sold safes in Shasta County that were under 20 gun safes.
Yeah.
I was at a dinner one night.
They just won't sell.
I was at a dinner one night and this lady says, I just don't know why you have to have these semi-automatic rifles. And her husband looks across the table and says, I have one.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I have one. And, the rest of the night, we were just giggling
over
that one.
Absolutely.
She had a frown on her face, of course, the rest of the night.
Well, no. I mean, she just was just surprised that.
Could you imagine when they got home and she kind of gave him the riot action?
Well,
why did you tell me you had that gun?
What do you have that for?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. What you been doing? Perry, what have you been doing? It seems like forever.
It's been a bit. I've been on the road a lot. Been to Idaho, Montana, Wyoming. I think I'm a Utah resident now. I've been there like 5 times this summer. been to Montana and Wyoming twice.
I was wondering about the minivan you pulled up in. Everybody in Utah got a minivan.
Yeah, it's got Big Sky Country written all over it.
But I'll tell you what, the best trip we had, we went back to look at some property in Wyoming, and we were on the same day, July 6th, at the same exact time. It was 119 in Redding.
Yeah.
We were in the Bighorn Mountains, and it was raining and 45 degrees.
Wow.
I ain't crazy about that either.
Yeah.
if you told me it was like 68 and no rain, I can live with that.
It rapidly went from like 80, and we just watched the temperature drop, and then we're like, wow, that's half of what it is in Redding. And then it got lower than that even. You know? And of course, it was a squall that went through. And, you know, even in Sheridan, Wyoming, it was up to 100 degrees while we were there, and they blamed us for bringing it.
Yeah, really.
No matter where you go. So what did you think about the assassination attempt?
Oh, man. I'm here to tell you, it's the only time in my life that I said, thank goodness for poor marksmanship.
Yeah.
We're talking about a half an inch, right?
Well, he moved his head. If he hadn't moved his head.
At the last minute.
At the last second.
It was nuts.
I'm surprised that there was less collateral damage with him getting off eight rounds with the crowd behind him.
The whole timeline is strange. And, you know, of course, the Secret Service director resigned.
Oh, man.
As she should, because it wasn't just the fact. But we know in the military, you have somebody in your unit that screws up bad. The commander usually takes it in the neck.
It's the commander who goes. It's the commander's fault. The commander's responsible for that.
So that should be Mayorkas.
Well, you know, I mean, the whole group, as far as I'm concerned.
The guy that appointed her quit.
Yeah.
Biden.
Yeah, he quit too. So I guess
before he could fire her.
They quit all the way up to the top.
You know, you and I have been in overwatch positions before.
Oh, yeah.
And to have a roof with a straight line shot to the president, and knowing that they're, because you know that their comms are going crazy. We got a suspicious person around here that they're not out. I mean, you know, literally with a scope on the roof or somebody there with binos looking.
Well, I'm here to tell you, There should have been a counter sniper on that roof. Why not?
Yeah. Well, they said there was a law enforcement officer that went up on the roof and it got so hot or got too hot and
really?
He came off it
because
it was too
horrible.
Hot. Hmm. I mean, I read that. But again, there's so much BS we're seeing.
There's just no.
But still, in an overwatch position, you're looking at any spot that can hurt your Marines or your
right,
soldiers.
Sure. Right, absolutely.
There. And if you've been watching it, as soon as the guy climbed up on the roof with a rifle, he wouldn't have made it more than 5 feet up the roof before he was gone.
Yeah.
And that would have been a shot and just said, hey, we had a guy on the roof. And then it would have still been almost as bad as how did this guy get up there and how come nobody, I mean, the whole thing broke.
The whole thing was broken. From the beginning to the end, it was broken. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of this that's worse, that's bad news that we don't know yet.
Oh no.
They're not telling us. They only tell us what they want us to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They want to put this in a new cycle, get it gone and move on with, you know, the coronation of Kamala and all that. That's what they want to get on to. They don't want to talk about this anymore because this is really, really bad. I mean, you know, I always say nobody finds out who's swimming naked until the tide goes out. Well, the tide has gone out on the Secret Service.
And everybody's swimming naked.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you have to understand that they are an agency with probably, I mean, they're, besides the Department of Defense, they are entrusted to protect the highest ranking people in our country. That's their business. That's all they do. Every single day, that's what they do. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a gun instructor. Their gun handling was atrocious.
I have to say it, since everybody else has, and you've seen memes now forever since it
happened. The reholstering.
It's horrible.
The woman trying to get, the Secret Service agent trying to get the pistol back into her holster.
Hey, I have failed people in class just for that.
Well, it looked like
she's palming the thing. It's palmed. She's got three fingers on one side, two on the other. She has no idea where it's supposed to go. I mean,
I think she was left-handed and had a right-handed weapon.
Well, depending on how she acted. It was horrible.
Left-handed with the right-handed holster. That's what it was. Oh, somebody shifted my holster around.
It was just horrible.
If you've seen the memes and the reels since then, I swear, if it wasn't so tragic, you're laughing.
The only thing that I have to say is those people that were on the stage did jump right on Trump. They got in
there and did
what they're supposed to, but they just weren't capable of. Tall enough, I should say, to protect them.
And that's what they said. You get a tall president. You need tall agents so that when their hands and arms go up, they can surround them. They're there to take a bullet. They've got to get in a circle around to them and get him off because if there had been another shooter that had started, he would have taken out a couple of Secret Service agents. But if you're only 5'4", and you got your hands up, you're leaving the whole chest there open. So,
but they never thought about that. They don't think about it.
Yeah.
They just don't think about it. And when they fill these positions, they're filling them halfway on hope. Well, I hope nothing happens.
Yeah.
Because she's not tall enough to do anything, right? You've got to fill those positions with people who can do that.
That did kind of put a dent in DEI, huh?
Oh man. Well, we know how I feel about DEI. You just know how I feel about it. It's just a ridiculous idea that you do that.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break. And we're just sipping some Iron Root Harbinger that we've had for a year.
We got to thank Pat Karch for this.
Thank you very much,
brought
Pat.
It back.
Texas bourbon, number one, bourbon. What, 3 years ago, number one in the nation?
Something like that, World Whiskey Awards, world's best bourbon.
Yeah, very good.
We got a little horse soldier here.
Oh, we'll get that next. Yeah.
And it doesn't suck either.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back.
They got a lot of nice girls. I'm ready.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Man Up, recorded July 25th, 2024. Enjoy.
Yeah, welcome back to Man Up with Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, and Carl Bott. The band is back together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got big news. Besides just the regular big news, this is even bigger news. Just got it in emails, and Ted, it's all yours.
Big League Dreams is closed down. Looks like the city lost control of it. Yeah, you know, the contractor out there, Big League Dreams, they have more than one property across the West. You know, they've got all these properties, and Big League Dreams was supposed to be running it. And of course, it's supposed to show a profit, and they just got a whole bunch of money, it seems like, to do some upgrades to it. I don't know where they did the upgrades.
Well,
didn't.
Kim Niemer. I was there at the city council meeting, and they were going to put all this money into it, and the city council, somebody in the city council said, well, who's going to oversee this? And Kim Niemer said, I will. Mm-hmm. Well, then Kim retired, and so one good question is, did that money go into it, or did it go to the Big League Dream guys? And two, where was it fixed or upgraded? And three, what happens now to all the people that are using it on a weekly basis, like the hockey team?
Yeah, I mean, I'm there three nights a week. I mean, we've got probably 100 players there that come in and pay their $100. I pay $200 every 10 weeks to play, plus I pay $10 a week every time I come in, right? They charge me to get in. I'm not really sure, because we're kind of, as a player, we're low on the totem pole, right?
Yeah,
we just buy our gear and show up and play. So, but you would think that this would not be a surprise to the city. You would think that they would know.
Well, maybe
hope.
They just announced it. But
yeah, it just came out today that they closed it down. So here's the thing, though, we need to remember is, you know, a healthy city is a city that has recreational opportunities for its residents, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we teach kids to compete there. We teach kids how to be good sportsmen there. We teach sportsmen there. We teach kids how to win and lose there. That's where we teach our kids what the world is about, is through sports. And I go there three nights a week, like I said, and I see those kids playing hockey. They're playing baseball. The
soccer,
adults are playing,
you know,
softball. They play indoor soccer there. I mean, this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that the city we'll take a look at the facility, figure out how to get the money, and then continue to run it, and maybe even upgrade it, because it does need some upgrades. I can tell you this, the hockey facility has needed to be upgraded since I've been there, but we've never got any money to do it, so we just keep patching it together and playing on it. I can tell you that there need to be profit, and they were taking the profit off the top and hoping for the best.
Well, bottom line is, I totally agree with you about sporting opportunities. And, you know, the same thing happened with the soccer field. They didn't keep up their soccer field. They were supposed to be putting money into a fund for maintenance, and they didn't do it. And the city ends up taking $2.5 million out of REU, but promised to pay it back, and then a year later voted not to pay it back to REU. So they took, you know, because it hadn't been laid right, from what I understand, you know, that and the field hadn't been put in right. I was told that by somebody in the city. So here it was coming apart. So they spent $2.5 million to totally redo it so the kids could play soccer. Well, who's maintaining it now? And is it the city? And so now we just had the other very large facility that thousands of people go to every year.
Oh, yeah.
It's closing down.
Well, you can bet if the city's going to vote on it, it'll be 3-2.
Yeah, that's
one way or the other.
We juggernaut.
Anyway, that it just boggles my mind that happened. I know so many people that go out there and, you know, they recreate out there. And if we have an aging population, it's important that those people move, right? I'm aging, right? So it's important that I move. It's important that we move. It's for health. It maintains a healthy population. And, you know, they're going to say, well, there are other things to do. Yeah, no, not like big league dreams. I mean, they've got the softball fields out there, which are really nice. They've got a really nice baseball field out there. The indoor pavilion where they play hockey. And so here's what they do there. The kids play roller hockey there. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then adults play Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. They play indoor soccer on Thursday. So this thing is being used quite a bit, and if it doesn't make money, okay, but it's got to be close to breaking even, so it should not take that much money. Now, I'm talking out a little bit out of school here because this isn't, I don't know, but shouldn't take that much money for them to take that over and to continue to run it and maybe even do a better job than the corporation that was trying to make some money off it already.
Let's go back to the Civic Auditorium that the city ran and was losing $1 million a year on. The only good thing that happened there is that Advance Reading took it over and saved the city $1 million, so it's caused some other problems. But they saved the city because the city obviously couldn't run the Civic Auditorium and keep a profit and try and keep the stuff going. So the question is, can the city, through the Parks Department, do they have the expertise to take on this project and make money on it?
Well, here's the way
I look at it. At least pay the bills.
There are enough people at the city who make an executive wage that they ought to be able to sit down and figure this out.
You would think.
It's four fields and an indoor pavilion, and a bar and a snack bar. That's it.
And people want to be there.
And people want to be there, yeah. Right? Now,
and they must lease out the bar to somebody, or does that come under?
I'm sure someone
city or big league.
I think it's big league dreams. Yeah. So that means they got that liquor license sitting there still.
Yeah.
And you know, I've always said, well, they could do a whole bunch more here than what they're doing. But then again, not my business, right? I show up and have a beer and play hockey and do what I'm going to do there. But I really, really, and before that, starting clear back in you know the mid 2000 teens, I played softball there. And I played softball there for seasons and seasons. And it's just a good, solid family thing to do. And now you can kind of check it off the block as, well, that's gone. Now what? You know, now what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, so.
I agree. You know, something like that that serves thousands of people. So that puts the city in a weird position.
Yeah.
And I think they've known about it for a while. That would be a question. What are you doing to mitigate the concerns of so many thousand people that use it? All the softball teams, all those baseball teams, now they've got, you know, that play out there, the hockey. This is the only place y'all can play hockey.
That's
isn't it.
It's all the only place we've got.
And
by the way, we're
Mojo,
halfway through a season.
Is Mojo a skating rink? Can you play in there? Is it too small?
It's not set up for it because we've got to have glass walls around
right.
it. And
oh, yeah.
We've got to have half walls and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they could refit it, but. You know,
why would he do that?
Yeah, why would he? He's already making money on his.
And why should he have to when you have a facility ready for it?
Although it's not, I don't think Mojo's skating rink is open in the evening, so you know they could do it that way. But let's just go back to the very beginning. My last point is Monday night, Board of Supervisors. City Council chambers, 5:15 p.m. If you're a player at Big League Dreams, we're all going, right? We're going. Everyone's going to wear their jersey. Everybody wears a jersey, a sweater, whatever you want to call it out there. Everybody wears that. So we're all going to wear our top and
your team colors.
Our team colors, and we're going to go and
right
up
on Harley's.
Standing room only. Yeah, probably standing room only.
Peaceful protest.
Yeah, and we're just going to tell them, look, I know it's going to cost money, yeah. But things cost money.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, but when I put solar on my house, it was $15 a month to get my electricity delivered. Now it's $30 a month. So something, you know,
hear that.
They are slowly but surely adding to
and
that
if
every
you
month.
Don't like the answers, everybody lays down in peaceful protest, and they have to carry 200 people out instead of one.
Yeah, like the Board of Supervisors, yeah. Hey, and a lot of them are big 200-pounders like me, so, you know, good luck.
You know, maybe what they need to do is when, like you said, all these folks that get in executive ways.
Sure.
When something like this, when a community project goes bad, they get a wage freeze. They're suspended. Their wages are suspended till it's fixed. How's that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how the Army would do it.
It gets fixed in a hurry.
That's how the Army would do it,
that's for sure. What if you're guiding somebody and they don't get a pig? Do you not get paid?
No,
I get paid.
Yeah, you still get paid. Yeah. So I look at it like that.
That's true.
Even if the guy shoots four times from 60 yards away And he still doesn't hit the pig. At least he gave you the rifle.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I throw their rifle, but, you know, it's still in pretty good shape when they give it to us.
Yeah. But I still consider it a failure if someone doesn't get one, right?
So, oh, sure, yeah.
Which is why we went out. How many times did we go out?
As many as it took.
Yeah, that's exactly
And I got to watch Perry run down the road and leap and yell as he was leaping through the air.
See, I could
shoot, shoot.
Yeah. No, he laid down after that.
Yeah,
see, I was fast, though. I could be a Secret Service guy.
Yep, you
could.
Yeah, you were quick, man. Well, I was like, look at Perry go.
I just saw
dodging bullets.
I just saw an advertisement. They were looking for Secret Service personnel that could traverse a 3-degree roof. And it showed different people working on roofs and saying, hey, you can get a job in the Secret Service. It's not too hard. Then it showed the cow walking across the sloped roof. And
it's nuts.
It's not funny, but to me,
it's tragic.
Some of the reels afterwards were
just don't stop.
When she said it was too steep and it was a safety, how many times have we seen our snipers hanging off? The sides of cliffs made
it had nothing to do with
rope
the roof.
It had a rope harness.
It had nothing to do with the roof. It had to do with they were half-stepping. They just were not doing their J-O-B. It's that simple, right?
No,
it's that simple.
Obvious.
I mean,
okay, we got to take another break here. Hey, if you got a comment or anything, feel free to call us at 530-605-4567.
Yeah, even if you want to yell at us.
Just keep it clean. And,
go and yell at us. Call us.
You got the delete button in your lap there, Dave? Okay, yeah. Our producer today, Dave Wiley, and is doing, as usual, a great job. He's got the delete button in his lap. And are we getting any chat stuff in here? I didn't look at it. And we know how to delete that, too. Okay, we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are proud to sponsor the Downtown Reading Scrabble Back to School events. 17 downtown businesses and KCNR have teamed up to create a super fun back-to-school event Saturday, August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All you have to do is simply visit each participating business and see what they have to offer, and then you'll save a Scrabble tile. No purchase necessary, but purchases do receive additional tiles. Build words with your Scrabble tiles. Then visit Shop Around the Corner Books to submit your word. Highest score for one word wins a gift basket. So be sure to stop by the participating downtown businesses, including Sketch and Press, Cask and Cleaver, One Heart Global, Gather Downtown, Curated, Shenanigans, Apricot Lane, Juniper Stone, Friday Vintage, Zoe's Travel Shop, Shop Around the Corner, The Farm, Old 44 Vintage, Cascade Curations, Carousel, Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, and Area 151. No swapping tiles with other players and official Scrabble rules apply.
Encore presentation of Man Up, recorded July 25th.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott, Ted Lighty, and Perry Crimmins. We're back together again. The band's back together. We've been traveling everywhere. I was in Nevada last time. Perry, God knows where he was, maybe Montana. He lives in Utah now.
Yeah.
He still lives down the street from me. Yeah. And, you know, we never know where Ted is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't
even
tell people
Ted's
where I'm at.
Here, we don't know where Ted is.
I don't know.
I would say if you had a 50-50 chance of finding him at the gun range.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You can find him at the Redding Gun Club.
Some gun range in Northern California. You can just limit it.
Oh, that's true. Reddit. That's true. Yeah. That's true. I go to Davis.
Okay, we talked about Big League Dreams going down the tubes. We talked about
Monday night, 5:15.
Yeah. So there's going to be a meeting Monday night. They're going to discuss about Big League Dreams, what should happen to it. Now, I was kind of like they can't keep it up, and too bad. But you made a lot of good points, and that's why I'm going to make that. Hey, a lot of kids and adults use this area. Thousands during the year.
It's also part of the social structure of a community is where they congregate.
Yes.
And they congregate at places like this.
And maybe instead of building a new park or a new, using money for bike lanes or something, maybe they should put some of that money into Big League Dreams. But the point is you got to have somebody to manage it that's not going to have what it just had. Runs it into the dirt. And obviously the Parks and Rec were not doing their job, in my opinion, of overseeing what was happening.
No, I mean, let's face it. If you're in the system long enough, that salary becomes an entitlement. And if nobody is watching and nobody's forcing you into excellence, it's what time's lunch. That's what happens. What time's lunch? I want my contract arbitrated every year. I want good working hours. I want holidays off, and I want to make a ton of money. The rest of it, that's on you. I mean, really, it really is on you. So I got that.
I'm sorry, but how many times do you think it's going to take this Lincoln Navigator Aviator to park here parallel to
us. Lincoln? I thought it parked itself.
Obviously, he didn't. That's his third time. Anyway, okay, let's move on to Governor Newsom today. Made an announcement, sent out an executive order that says allows local governments to enforce laws related to illegal camping and homelessness. Governor Newsom issued an executive order today. It directs state agencies to move urgently to address dangerous encampments while supporting and assisting the individuals living in them and provide guidance for cities and counties to do the same.
Now what do you think caused that? What do you think caused that?
Well, the Supreme Court.
That's right. Don't take any credit for that, Governor Newsom. I know you want to, and the low information voter will probably think that you're some sort of hero now, but
it did have it in here. It's because the Supreme Court on a 63 vote said it noted the effect of legal action injunctions that have prevented local officials from removing encampments, leaving officials without the tools or guidance necessary. So, bottom line on this is then, and I know the city's looking at it and the county is now, since the Supreme Court made that decision, if you have facilities that you can move people to that need help with drugs and alcohol and all that, which we do, now we can go after those encampments and move them.
Well, I got to tell you this. As I travel, and you guys travel too, RPD has always done a pretty good job with that.
They have.
they have done a good job of at least keeping them contained in a few areas. As soon as they start to try to get out of those areas to the more, you know,
Brian Barger
to the better areas
is doing a good job.
Yeah, the RPD and I have to give them full marks for that because I'll notice they'll try to get under that Cypress Street Bridge or they'll try to get under the bridge on Hilltop there by Sportsman's Warehouse and it's just a day or two and I'll be driving by and there's a cruiser parked right there and they are going through those people and.
But they arrested some. I mean, they went through and issued 63 citations, arrested 10.
Warrants.
You know,
these people got warrants.
Took 15 shopping carts. They collected the shopping
carts.
But
here's what I took from that conversation is that they said they contacted well over 100 people. So say it was 125.
Yeah.
50% of them had warrants or.
Sure.
Or needed a
citation. Why do you think you're homeless? You get a warrant, they come to your house and get you. Where do you go get a homeless person when they got a warrant? You got to go to the next city because they just move cities.
Yeah. And Newsom can't take credit for any of this because it started in Grants Pass.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it did. But and they overturned the Ninth Court, which is not surprising. But here's the thing is that we know of some of these camps are right along waterways.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got their own sewers running into our waterways, not counting the number of needles and everything you're finding out in these parks. So they can't camp there any longer. They don't have the right to. The Supreme Court has just said that. So it's going to be interesting to watch the next 6 months, what happens.
As the state runs out of other people's money,
well, that's going to be interesting.
They are going to become meaner and meaner. And everyone's going to be like, well, what happened? What happened was you had tons of money from us. We're paying the bills. Now, all of a sudden, you're running out of money. So now, all of a sudden, you got to make all these decisions about all these people laying around the street that you're paying money to that should really be lacing up their boots every day with either a pencil in their hand or a hammer in their hand, one or the other. They can go to school to become better or they can go to work. But there is no more laying around doing nothing. And there's a certain amount of those people that are going to get up and move if you force them into it. But they're not going to do it as long as
you... Our homeless problem, and one of the things we talked about, Matt Plummer was on our show today, and one of the things we talked about was homelessness, especially, you know, this new ruling. But when you spend $27 billion on homelessness and it just gets worse, I guess out of the four agencies where all most of the money went to, two of them were kind of keeping track. Two others... We're not keeping track of the money or if all the money they spent had any impact on homelessness.
Again, what time's lunch?
That's it. Yeah. I mean, $27 billion and it got worse. There is no accountability in government in many areas. Well, they hold us accountable, but yet there's no accountability for them.
The problem is, Carl, it's an industry. Well, you know what else is an industry? Crime. Crime is an industry. Nobody makes money when you got some dude locked up. But when you put him on the street, everybody makes money. Everybody gets money when you put him on the street.
They do.
Cops, they need more cops. The unions are making money. You're hiring more cops. You need more people in emergency rooms. You got all kinds of social services that are getting hired and making money. Now you've got nonprofits. The nonprofits need those people on the street because without them on the street, they're nothing. They have to go find a real job, right? So, it's an industry. So you make an industry out of homelessness, you get homelessness. You make an industry out of crime, you get crime. Well, you know, you can make an industry out of anything you want to, and no matter what you say about that industry, it's going to grow as long as you feed it. If you quit feeding it, it will dry up and go away. It's that simple. I mean, I don't care what you've made an industry, it will go away. You know, we have more.
When there's no profit in it, and
there is
you can't,
profit in it.
Oh, no. I said when there's no profit, and and there's no reason to have that portion of it, it does go away.
Sure.
So, like you said, so if homelessness drops by 30%, you would expect these agencies to drop by 30%, but I wouldn't count on it.
Well, that way we could get our money back for big league dreams.
Yeah.
Think about that, right? I mean, that's really simplifying it, but it's true. It's just a system that, I mean, I don't care what it is. I mean, we have more attorneys in California than some countries do, right? That's because
we have more than all countries.
We've made an industry out of the justice system. The justice system is an industry, and I mean, you know, it's standing room only in these courtrooms. You mean we got that many people out there breaking the law that we've got to have standing room only courtrooms? No, it's because it's an industry. Let's keep it rolling. right? Let's just keep the thing going and don't rock the boat, Ted. Don't rock it. Because you may end up in that courtroom if you talk long enough.
And it probably works kind of like the jury pool, you know, like when they're picking a jury, if you don't get picked by the end of the day, the rest of you just go home. So when those criminals, if they don't make it to the court by the time the court session's over, he says, "Yo, the rest of you just go home."
Well, you know, Perry, you're laughing, but that's how it works.
Oh, I get
it. They jail them, and if they can't get them to a hearing soon enough, they have to let them know.
Yeah.
And that's really one of our problems.
We had the deputy DA on this week, too.
Yeah.
Chief Deputy DA, who is looks like she could be extremely rough in a courtroom on somebody.
Oh,
even though she's
that.
A nice person. And I asked her about their turning felons loose. She said, "We've turned 22 felons loose since January 1st because there wasn't a courtroom or a judge."
Right.
And so what does that mean? Well, it just means, just like you said, if they refuse, you know, any lawyer around here will not waive their right for that speedy trial. It's got to be within 60 days. And if they're not, if they can't get them into court in 60 days, no matter what the reason is, they get their case dismissed and they can't bring it back. So, you know, is it because we don't have enough judges? Is it because we don't have enough, courtrooms? Is it because somebody's not doing the work they should be before that? She says every one of our, there's only four judges that do these felony cases. And you get four felony cases going at one time. Some of them, which can go on for months. And then you've got vacations and all these things. But where we're at, though, is we're short two judges. And Governor Newsom isn't that quick to appoint, even though we got two new ones. But those were just taking the place of two that left, mm-hmm. that retired. So that's where we are. We don't have enough courtrooms and judges. And even in that's why that one guy that had like six felonies was able to walk. They can't bring the charges back.
Well, you know.
And he's walking the streets around here right now.
And he'll be back, but he'll probably
probably. But
yeah. I mean, you know, it just boggles the mind. Let's just say it's a business, and it is a business, by the way. Let's just say it's a business, and you don't have enough. You're not getting enough customers in the door to pay the light bill.
Yeah.
Do you just continue not paying the light bill, or do you expand your hours? Right? I mean, you think there's the solutions
We're
are out there.
To start
you just got
to
come up with them.
7 days a week.
You got to give yourself a chance to sell.
Yeah. If you work if you cut lumber at Sierra Pacific, they have shift work. You ever heard of night court?
Yeah.
How about that?
I wanted to volunteer to be the judge at night court.
Oh,
it seems
too
like
bad.
That would be a lot of fun. Hey, we got to take a break. Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, Carl Bott here on Man Up, and it's about, 6:45. Yeah. So we'll be back for our next segment.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400, Minuteman Press.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is an encore presentation of Man Up, recorded July 25th, 2024. Enjoy.
An eagle flies.
Love that song.
I miss Toby Keith. I mean, this isn't Toby Keith.
No, but it's like a Toby Keith song.
Yeah, it is.
It reminds me of Toby Keith.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Trumans, and Carl Bach. And
saving the world
today.
Here,
another
saving.
What?
We're saving the world today.
We're saving the world today. We've come up with one opinion, types of
one opinion at a time.
Yeah, you know,
and it's free, and you know what that's worth.
You know, we talked about the DA's office. You need to fund the DA's office like you fund some of these other agencies that you have, you know, out there that we pay money into. Right, like REU and the rest of them, they need to be funded.
And RPD, you know.
First off, the DA's office, law enforcement, and fire. You should just supercharge fund those people, right? That's the big deal in my mind. And of course, streets and roads is important, and everything is important on scale, right? But there are some things that are just not that we pay for that are just not as important as others, and they make it a good wage. If you work for the government. It's getting to the point now where if you work for the government, that's like the last of the really good wages. And people know that.
Well, you get paid every 2 weeks. It always goes up.
Yeah.
And you got a retirement at the end of 20 or 30
and
years.
A pretty good retirement. So there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
So, and I don't begrudge anybody that.
No.
I'm happy we have that workforce.
They do work for us. And the question was that for so long, city, county, and federal workers made less money than the people out in the, you know, in the civilian occupation.
Well, of course,
because
it was steady.
It was steady. They got a retirement and medical care. And over the years, it's changed. They're making much more money. Not all of them. But enough of them.
It's because we could print money now. They print it at the top and send it down. It's true. If you just didn't give them the money, they couldn't do that. They couldn't inflate like they've inflated.
Yeah. But, like, for instance, this homeless, if you're going to advance and supercharge your law enforcement, how can you think that you don't have to supercharge the prosecution behind it?
Oh, 100%.
You know? Yeah.
100%. I know that DA's office has worked way overworked.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, 22 felons because we can't get them into a courtroom because we can't get them a speedy trial. That's dangerous.
It is.
Those are people that are on the street living amongst us. Those are predators.
And there's a reason why that rule is there, because otherwise you could put somebody in jail and just hold them there for years.
Well, no, I'm not arguing that.
You're not arguing that, The fact is we don't have enough judges or courtrooms. I mean, why a courtroom? What could that be? Could that be in the garage?
We just built a brand new courthouse.
No,
they
didn't think about that. Couldn't use like a meeting room.
I know there's some empty rooms.
You know, how about across the street? How about in the the vets hall there? On Yuba Street,
sure.
Nobody uses that during the day. Just open it up. You can run a courtroom in there.
Well, especially for lower-level crimes.
Yeah.
Misdemeanor crimes, stuff like that. Hey, run them through there.
Yeah. Night court with Carl.
Night court with Carl.
Carl, would you'd volunteer to do that, would you?
Oh, I would do that.
You could smell guilt.
You could bring him in.
You could smell guilt.
Yeah, they come in. And what'd you do? Guilty. Okay, yeah. Move him.
Get out. Who's next?
I could set records for moving people.
Oh, yeah, no question. Problem is that on appeal would be horrible. You'd be overturned more than any judge in
history. Yeah, that's probably true. But for that period of time, they'd be off the street. Carl got overturned again. That's 42 in a row.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Carl.
Okay, Perry, what are you doing now? I mean, hunting season is kind of hot.
It's really hot. Actually, I'm prepping for, I drew a premium elk tag in Utah this year that starts on the 21st of August.
Oh.
And, it only took me 21 years to get the tag. So it's something you want to prepare for.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now.
It's archery elk?
Archery elk.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, no. I want to go early because I'd like to shoot one in velvet if there's one available.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see. But other than that, I'm taking care of the house, the dogs. My wife's down in southern San Francisco, a little town down there, house sitting for some folks for 2 weeks. So she's got, 56 degrees and moist evenings, and I'm up here at 110.
I love that weather.
Oh my gosh!
No wonder it's so crowded there.
A little town called Montero.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like by Pacifica, when I was a child, I lived in Pacifica, back when San Francisco was a real place instead of a bubble.
Nice, yeah.
Well, Linda, she thinks that San Diego in those areas like that is just the best climate in the world.
Yeah,
if you just look at the climate, living there, she doesn't want to do that, but just the climate and everything. What about you, buddy? Ted?
Let me see here. Concerts with my wife, Hawaii with my wife next month. Got a lot of classes lined up when I'm not doing that. Going to be in Wyoming, 1st of October for antelope. Going to be in Montana for mule deer in the 1st of November. And then at the end of November, I'm going to be whitetail hunting Idaho. So, I'm getting pretty much lined out for that. In the meantime, I'm developing my loads and getting my binos lined out and getting all my gear laid out and trying to clean up my safe room enough to see anything on the floor because stuff piles up in that safe room.
Mine's the same
thing. Taught a great CCW instructor course last week down at Downrange Chico. My good friends there and I put on a partnered on one.
Has everybody worked out this thing about who can be an instructor and who can't?
Yeah, I taught 15 of them.
Well, I know that, but the state finally kind of got it together.
A little bit. Just for the most part. And so got that going on. Just really, really busy, living the dream, man.
Yeah. Well, next month I'm heading up in the mountains and on horses and for a trail ride, a big trail ride up there with the MODOC tribal ride.
Damn.
I'm really looking forward to that. Never been on it before. It sounds like it's going to be a good time.
It should be. Are you going up into the Warners?
Yeah, up there. And,
that's going to be so fun.
Hopefully we'll be up there by a lake or something. Somebody said make sure you bring fishing gear.
Nice.
I have some little portable fishing rods. I take backpacking if you need one.
No, I've got one of those, too.
They're awesome.
Take that up.
Heck yeah.
Everything's provided up there. We just have to bring horses and our gear, personal gear. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Now, what about your birthday?
That one, we're still up near on that one. But
I need to know. I need to put it on my calendar.
August 5th, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. But I don't, we were going to go up on a trail ride up there, but there's some fires up there. And, maybe not necessarily in the area you're in, but, if we get smoke.
Thousands and all they do is destroy poop stuff. And pee all over and start fires and, ruin the.
Last thing is our thoughts go out to the people down over in Chico.
Yeah,
with that
absolutely.
45,000 acres, probably 50,000 by now, if not more. That fire they got.
That was just getting started last week.
And it just exploded overnight.
I talked to Andrew Norwood, they're downrange, and he said they are just dealing with it. They've got all kinds of employees and staff who are evacuated. You just got to. Well, we know. We remember how that is.
This is the sixth anniversary of car fires this week. So,
was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So unfortunately heading right into that Ishii wilderness too.
Perry, how did we get a hold of Just for Hunting?
www.justforhunting.com or call me at 530-515-5682.
And, Ted, how do we do Northern Firearms Instruction? I mean, everybody should know by now. But
USGunPro.com. Or you can call Seth Stout.
At the same
number. 530-999-1822. I got a new phone number. Call Seth. He'll get you
in
the class.
I call him at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he picks it up because he thinks it's an emergency. I said, hey, is Ted there? No, I got the phone. I went, oh. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's got the new number. He's got the old number. My phone number is secret now. You guys have it, but it's secret.
So I had to, in my phone, rather than change your number, all I did was put your new number in as Theodore.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Trying to put it, my phone, would come back to me, which one? And then I'd have to look at it. But I know the 999 number, so I finally got that one out of there.
Hey, so. It's so nice. I'm not going to lie. So nice. Poor Seth.
We have to run here. And so everybody, y'all have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow morning on Free Fire Radio. God bless America.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.